Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special segment of Outside of the Box. Now, as you know, the show has been going on for 2 years at this point. So I thought at the 2 year mark, it might be time to change it up and try some new segments that we have never tried before. So I hope that you enjoy these segments, and let me know what you think. Resistance is futile. Give in. Watch these segments. Resistance is futile. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this new segment called Talking with Tom. And Tom, I'm very confused because you look like a puppet. Have you always been a puppet in reality?
Yeah, of course. You didn't notice before?
I didn't notice. I saw what looked like a human being walking around. Do you have any explanation for that?
That's my skin suit.
I mean, everyone needs a skin suit, I guess. But well, that I'm glad to finally meet you as a robot, as your true puppet self. What I kind of wanted to get into is talking about the next event that is coming up here. What do you have planned?
Well, we're going to the Rochester event. My dad went to with me to one of the events at Norwalk, and we decided that we wanted to do a multibot. So we're doing three ants as a beetle, and my dad and my brother and I are all driving.
Now, are you driving or are you utilizing the AI-powered skin suit to drive?
The AI powered skin suit.
Oh, okay. That's probably smart.
I
I
can't
want.
reach the gas pedal to drive.
I figured that that would probably be an issue for you. Let me ask, are your family all robot puppets as well?
No, it's a skin condition.
Okay. I understand completely. Well, that's exciting. What else have you been working on?
I've been re designing a pause for maybe later this year. Instead of the big triangle side legs, it's going to have shufflers similar to knockoff white and Lifter Frank for April 20th event. And just catting whatever ridiculous ideas come into my head.
I mean, admittedly, you do have a lot of ideas and they're all pretty fantastic. I think we're all excited to see potentially a different version of Paws. Is there anything that you can tell us about the kind of weaponry that this Paws will have, or is that a secret?
Well, we're hoping for two weapons. One will be like a lifter arm to tip people over, and the other is going to be like the paw that smacked before, but it should smack very quickly. Think of the, oh, I'm trying to remember the bot by Team Orby, Phalanx, that smacks very quickly. That's what I'm kind of going for.
Well, that sounds very cool. Now, for the Rochester event, I mean, I'm sure you're looking forward to that as an opportunity to do something with your family. I mean, that's really exciting that they get to join you for this.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We don't have high expectations. Usually ants don't do well against beetles, but it's going to be fun, and even if they get wrecked, at least it'll look cool.
Yes, I mean that is the goal. If you're going to go out, the important thing is to make sure that it looks really awesome. Well, that's pretty exciting. What is the craziest, most wildest robot idea that you have right now, that you can think of? Or is
Oh.
that just I know you have so many ideas, so I'm really curious.
Let's see. I would love to build one that was like a giant gyroscope. Like looked like a bit like a tornado, and it just spun right in the middle of the arena, and it rotated on a like a on a ball. But I think that's outside of my build capacity at this moment.
That is possible, although if you could get a realistic skin suit to walk around and act as a human, who knows? That may be within your realm of capability in the near future.
We'll see. Maybe I'll just have to ask somebody a bit smarter than me.
Yeah, so somebody's got to know how to do it for sure. Well, that's pretty exciting. I mean, anything else that you have going on? I'm sure people want to know what's it like to be a robot puppet who builds robots.
It feels a bit weird. A bit like cannibalism. But the it's kind of fun. It's like I'm building my own children to get destroyed.
That is certainly one way to put it. I'm excited to see what you come up with, obviously. You always have such great, fun, whimsical ideas, and I'm sure that people will enjoy to get to see the real you, Tom.
Yeah, me too. It's the skin suit is a bit cramped and it gets warm and then it gets sweaty and then it gets rusty and that's no fun.
Exactly. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this little preview of talking with Tom, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my new segment called Cooking with Corey. Now, you may know Corey for making super destructive robots, but we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about cooking. And Corey has a very sophisticated Italian recipe that he is making right now and is going to talk through that.
If you think I have a dynamite robot, wait till you see this dynamite recipe. I wanted to go true Italian, so I'm going nothing better than pasta in a box with some red sauce. Nothing more Italian than red sauce from a jar.
That is true. Now that sounds like an extremely exotic meal, Corey. How did you come up with this?
Well, you see, one day after work, I was really hungry. Instead of calling my grandmother, who's off the boat Italian, I went to Shaw's and I picked up these delicious ingredients. And I asked the clerk there, what can I cook? They said, you want Italian? You want true Italian? So they gave me the pasta. They gave me the red sauce. They even suggested Parmesan cheese from the container. So I said, you know what? That sounds good. I need a little bit more. However, they said, what's better than three cheese breadstick? So, after them kind of walking me through the instructions on how to cook this delicious meal, I came home, tried it one time for my girlfriend, and we were in business. So, it's been kind of my secret ever since I learned this recipe about 4 years ago. So, going forward, I'm going to release it to everyone.
Yes, I think that is so amazing that you would release this fantastic secret recipe. I see that you've got a pot on the stove, so you've got some noodles going there.
Not yet. I didn't want to jump ahead in case anyone had any questions. I want to start from the very beginning. So what you have to do is you have to take not just any ordinary pot. We have a 6-inch deep pot. that will fit the 1 pound of pasta, and you need 6 cups of water. So let me go grab that 6 cups. All right, that looks about like 6 cups. So let's empty the pasta. Okay, we're gonna start the flames. It says to go to medium, but I wanna cook it faster, so I put it for high, because then you can get a meal that's supposed to be done in, let's say, 12 to 14 minutes. You can get it done in 30 seconds. All right, I already had the oven started before this video even started. It's supposed to be 450. So I'm gonna put them in right now because it's ready to go. So the pasta is currently cooking right now. We want to bring it to a boil. However, because I have it set for a higher temperature, I can put the pasta in right away without it even needing to have to boil. Make sure it sticks and cooks faster. We're going to add a little bit of salt.
That is just a little bit of salt right there.
A little pinch, I think. I don't know. It looks good enough. So we're going to mix that salt in. So, like I said, we should be able to have this done in 30 seconds. This is for the, I'm starving, just got home from work. I need this meal done ASAP. All right. We're going to set the timer for 30 seconds. So we're good. The water looks like it might be boiling, might not be. We're going to find out. All right. While that's cooking, I'm going to open up this special jar. Smells delicious. I'm ready to go. We're going to while that's cooking, we're going to take off the plastic seal of the Parmesan cheese.
Oh, man. When cheese has a plastic seal on it, you know that it's fresh.
Absolutely. Oh, it's been 30 seconds. We can stop this and turn the heat off. So what we're going to do now is we're going to drain that water. So we hear the sizzling from the pasta, so we know that's done. It's smoking. Let's add some sauce. Depending on how red you want it, you can either have it lightly glazed or you can have a full can. We're going to do it until it looks good. So we did about a half a jar. I think that's what the guy at the store told me. So then we can mix it in. Okay. I'm going to bring this close to the camera so everyone can see what it looks like. See, it's nice and smoky. And
we got man.
And then, let's top it off. We got the grated cheese. We're going to spread it over, all on top. There's no such thing as too much cheese. So we're going to just keep adding that in there till you're ready.
Exactly. Those people at Olive Garden don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. No, they think they got a true Italian pasta. I got it. And now your viewers have that too. And let's not forget, give the garlic bread. So good. This has cheese in it.
So even more cheese.
Delicious, yes. So if you get garlic bread, make sure it has cheese inside. Do you have any questions, Christine?
That's the whole secret there.
Absolutely. You cook everything a lot higher in temperature so you can cook it faster.
Corey, did you pay the guy off at the store just to make sure that he doesn't tell anybody else about this very secret recipe?
I did have to invite him to the first time I cooked it to make sure it was cooked properly because he said I wouldn't know if it was made right unless he tasted it. So after the first couple of nights of him coming over and getting free pasta, I said, hey, how many more nights are we going to do this? And then he said, all right, I think my time here is done. And you made it correctly. So ever since 4 years ago, it's been a delicious meal. And my girlfriend was thankful that Shaw's clerk.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy that you were able to get that information. Anybody else who's a cook or a chef out there better be watching out, because clearly Corey has all of the secrets.
And when I brought this recipe over to my grandmother, like I said, off the boat Italian, she said it tasted nothing like Italian. I said, you don't know what you're talking about, because the guy at the store said he was Italian. This is authentic. All the writing on the box, it's in Italian. The sauce has an Italian name. Even the cheese has the plastic on it. So that means it's sealed from Italy. That's what the guy told me. I don't know why it cost me $100 for all these ingredients, but it did. And you know what? It tastes like it's right off the boat. And you know what? I'll pay it again every time. But I have to go to this guy for some reason to get all these ingredients.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. He unfortunately, he has to charge a premium rate because they're just too good of ingredients. Well, I'm sure that it just transports you directly to Sicily every time that you eat this meal.
Absolutely. We're not talking about the Northern Italians. We're talking about the Southern Italian people, the folks from Sicily. We have to make sure that we're specifying, because we don't want to mix the two up.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Very, very different styles and traditions.
Yeah, and they call it al dente. I like a little bit of crunch in my noodles when I'm eating them. I want to know that I'm actually biting into a nice, solid noodle. None of that squishy, floppy noodle. I want the crunchiness of a noodle that it's supposed to be like that.
And see, this makes sense though, because, you know, Corey, you like some crunchiness in your noodles, just like you like to cause crunchiness in your robot when synthesis hits another robot. It's just, it's all about that crunch.
Exactly. And I mean, nothing says Italian like a nice crunchy noodle.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that everybody enjoys this little preview of this segment, and I'm sure that we will have more very authentic, fancy recipes from Corey in future installments of Cooking with Corey.
And next week on Cooking with Corey, I'm going to show you how to skin a chicken so we can have that nice, fresh-tasting chicken, not from the store or from the freezer, but right off the chicken.
Yep, exactly. That's the best way to eat the chicken. So,
absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more tender than a chicken that you just skinned.
Yep. Well, you said it, Corey. So, we will check everybody out next time on this segment. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another one of these new segments that I have. And I can't stress the importance of this particular segment, which, as you can see, is called Kaiju with Kinikitsu. And I have Jay here. Now, you may or may not know. I don't know how you wouldn't know, because people, like, you, I'm sure you've seen on the news that the Kaiju are coming to, you know, do whatever to the planet. And, you know, Jay has done such impressive work with these walker robots that the world governments have come to Jay to create giant robots to defeat the Kaiju. So I have to know, Jay, like, how has this been for you?
Well, thank you very much for the introduction, Christine. I really appreciate that. As you know, this has been taking up a lot of my time. You know, before this happened this week, I was an engineering student at The Ohio State University. But unfortunately, seeing as the campus has been completely destroyed, I am now an affiliate with the Department of Defense, and we are doing our best to contain the Kaiju threat. And it's really an honor to just help out with this this PSA, because I believe that it's important to keep people safe. It has been stressful, but you know, we'll get through this together, I think.
Absolutely. Now, how did you manage to kind of, you know, get out of there? I know you said that the campus is destroyed. I mean, that had to be pretty frightening. And where is that particular kaiju at the moment? What's going on with that?
So the identified kaiju is currently classified. I can't disclose any whereabouts or containment techniques at the time. However, the official statement is that subject B709402621 was apprehended through robotic means on American soil. I was not present at the time of the attack, and as such, avoided any tragic misfortune. I have since been relocated to an underground bunker and recreated my entire set from scratch using the materials available. This is to create a sense of familiarity and comfort to the viewers and ensure that no panic ensues these statements. That's not what we want. Rest assured that all of you are completely safe unless you live near water or a mountain or a forest or fields, specifically for soybean cultivation. Rivers are dangerous as well. Buildings larger than 10 feet tall. Schools specifically. Coffee shops. Banks. Roads. Harbors. Airports. And national parks.
It sounds like that list is pretty inclusive of a lot of places.
Approximately 95% of the continental United States, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, congratulations to the 5% that it does not, none of those things apply to. Now, I don't know if this is also classified, but how many more of these kaiju can we expect to see?
The number is currently in the air. We're not sure, but I assure you that all government resources have been directed to tallying and quantifying this threat in a rational manner. We have allocated an entire 0.5% of taxpayer dollars to the imminent destruction of American property, which I believe is generous. And know that we have postponed the tax season, recruiting the IRS to do the accounting for us. At present, we have confirmed there are at least one.
Well, I mean, it sounds like that there definitely is at least one. Now, for your part in helping build these robots to defeat the kaiju, what would you say are some of the, things that you have put into these designs? Is it anything like the designs that you have brought to NHRL, or are these completely different robots?
The robotic means of containment that are used to quarantine the kaiju threat utilize the latest in technological advancement, including quantum mechanics, quantum physics, quantum tunneling. We have our best people on it, rest assured.
Well,
it's completely under control.
You are definitely one of the best people, which is obviously why you are on this assignment. Approximately how many robots have been built to deal with this threat?
Initially, we tried using large swarms of robots in sort of a drone situation. Unfortunately, we ran out of money quite quickly. We squandered $13 billion on unmanned drones and decided after failing to contain a kaiju with one, we decided to take a different approach. And we have now taken another $13 billion and put that into planning meetings where we plan out ideas for what we should do next. Please ignore the rumbling that's going on. That's maintenance. That's purely for maintenance. Guys, can you check? Okay. We can't do this while we're on the podcast. We're supposed to make people feel safe. Just get it to stop. Okay, thank you. I'm unmuted now.
Yes, you are unmuted now. So, you know, is there anything that people should be watching out for to signal that a kaiju threat may be approaching them?
Yes, we've been working with the CDC in order to contain and inform the public about this crisis to public health. And I would like to recommend everybody stay inside, wear your mask, even inside. In encroaching kaiju, you'll often be able to see visually as a giant monster walking towards you. That'll be a pretty good indicator. The ground will start to rumble and shake a lot. Walls may lose their structural integrity if one is near enough. Usually if it's within the vicinity, there's a smell, probably, I think. Yeah, there's probably one. People might be screaming. That's a good one. We also know that make sure your car is full of gas. That's a good one. Balance your checkbook regularly. Eat healthy, don't do drugs, stay in school. I think that's a pretty good, it's a pretty good list. We are developing a vaccine for the kaiju, I assure you. That will be on shelves within the year.
I'm curious, just as a question about that, is there some kind of threat that if people are exposed to a kaiju that something will happen?
Next question, no comments.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, this is going to be an ongoing saga that we obviously have to continue covering, just to see where we're at. I mean, hopefully, you know, everything is still existing and standing the next time that we need to get an update on this. And
Christine, we can't joke about things like that. Destruction of property. This is a very serious national security sort of thing.
Yeah.
Taking this very seriously.
It is very serious, obviously. Well, I am glad to hear that you are on the mission, and, you know, helping to make us safe. So I thank you for joining me and giving us this update.
Of course. And to the American public, remember, eat your vegetables and stay in school.
Unless a kaiju is near the school.
Yes, in which case run. Run very, very quickly. Actually, don't run. You can't outrun them. There's a huge mechanical advantage.
Absolutely. Well,
crying is good. It's very good for emotional regulation.
Sure. Yep. Sound advice there. Well, thank you, Jay, and we will see everyone next time.